Let's have another listen to the EP.
Okay.
What track do you recommend?
Let's do getting back to the Teddy Pendergrass sort of feel of music. I also like, so I really have a big love for soul, and like Al Green, and you know, more of like sort of, I guess you could say dance music or whatever. That's so like such an irrelevant concept, dance music. It's like music just makes you move in general. But
yeah, and the word dance, the term dance music has been so like so manipulated and distorted to apply to whatever it is you're trying to sell at the time.
Yeah, no, it's been diluted. Like, you know, so the first song on the EP is called I Just Need You, and it's kind of in that vein.
All right, let's have a listen. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Skyscraper Frontier. Back on Is Good on killradio.org. I'm sitting here with Skyscraper Frontier. Where can people get Moonlit Behavior, the EP?
Well, everybody could download it. It's on every possible thing to download, iTunes, eMusic, all that. And then you could also go to the website at cominghomerecords.com. Amoeba might actually have it. Sea Level Records might have it around this area.
Was it kind of a sticky process to sort of go from, okay, now I have this CD, now how do I get it in a place where people can buy it?
Not necessarily. That was my third release, so by that time I'd already gotten my digital distribution all worked out. And normally all the local record stores around here will take it. We have distribution in UK, which will start at the beginning of next year.
So it's called Moonlit Behavior. And is this EP, is it a precursor to a full length?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you guys already working on that?
We're going to start working on it after, like, towards this month. Like, we're just going to, like, we have one show in Canoga Park, this place called the Variety Room.
Right, and it's going to be December 16th, which I think somebody else has a show.
Oh, yeah.
that same night.
Yeah, I have one of my It's Good Music night.
Oh, man. But, yeah.
You know what,
yeah,
I'll start promoting them.
Like, a good night full of music.
Yeah.
If you can't make it to LA.
If you can't make it to the Is Good Music night at M-Bar on Saturday the 16th, then definitely go to Skyscraper
for
your
guys'
show.
That's the thing that you were just promoting just a few minutes ago, the benefit?
No, that's the benefit's on January 18th.
I think that's great, man.
Which we'll have a show January 17th, so.
There you go. We're
at the scene.
Dude, there you go. So we're neck and neck here. This is great.
Let's jump into another live song.
Okay,
what
cool.
is this one going to be?
This one's not on the EP. This song is called Miss Picturesque. It's been we've been working with this one for we've been playing this one for a couple months. So it's kind of a new. It may or may not make the LP, but it's just something we like to play.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Skyscraper Frontier. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. Let's talk about playing live and your first couple experiences with that. What was the very first time you played as Skyscraper Frontier?
it was me playing acoustic at some like party, like back outside party at my friend, his name's Mike Locke, he plays in Golden Arms. He had a housewarming party, and me and Gabe, actually, who's on Coming Home Records, Gabriel Garcia, we both played our first show that day, and it was very, and me and Gabe actually happened to be our last band. We were in the same band together, and we kind of just split, did our own thing. It was very nerve-wracking, I was very nervous.
Were using the name Skyscraper Frontier?
Yeah, just as me, yeah.
And what is the significance of that name in the first place?
Well, I mean, it holds a lot of, like, things. I just kind of, from driving around on the bus all day, you know, when I was living in Los Angeles, it felt like I couldn't escape L.A. I knew I needed to get out because I was going, like, you know, I was descending into hell.
Was this around the same time you were painting at the Roxy?
Yeah. Yeah. It was. And all I would see was buildings, and there was nothing. It felt like there was nothing else outside of these. I see this thing here, and it's like right
in
your face. Yeah.
So move the mics out of the way so we can see each other better.
I felt like there was nothing else outside of this place, and I was never going to get out. And so I felt like I was trapped in this place with buildings, when I knew there was so much more out there.
Beyond the frontier.
Yeah, exactly. But I was trapped inside the frontier of skyscrapers. So I just switched the two words around. And I was like, one night I was sleeping. I think I was sleeping one night. Or I woke up one morning and I was like, it came to me and I was like, because I mentioned that to myself. I would always talk to myself, you know what I mean? I still do. And I said that one morning or night, you know, and it was great. I was like, oh, that's totally it. And I remember telling my friend this, and he was trying to start this like web design company or something like that. And I was like, man, I came up with a name for my music thing that I just started, Skyscraper Frontier. He's like, oh, you don't want to use that. That's not a band name. Let's use that for the web design thing. I was like, fuck you.
Asshole.
Yeah, this is my name, not yours. No. But he's a sweetheart.
When going back to playing live, when obviously it's nerve-wracking to just be a guy and a guitar, but when you added all these other elements and you started to play as this full band, did you feel that the sound was right, or that there were a lot of like things to work out?
No, I knew there was going to be there was a long road ahead. I knew that there was like a lot to be for it to be fully realized live. There was going to be a lot of work, and there still is. There's still kinks we're just working out, and that's the fun of it. That's like that's what makes being in a band fun. It's like finding those things when you play a show and you think the next day, like, oh, I could have done this. This is what I should have done. And you talk about it with the rest of the band, like, especially when you're on tour. You know, we haven't been on tour yet, but we're planning one in March. And just, you know, like a week to go up to Seattle and Portland and hit a couple things. And it's always fun the next morning when you guys are driving or something, and you talk about, you know, this is what you should do this here, and then I'll do this here. And you know what I mean? It's right. Like playing chess, kind of. I don't know how to play chess.
But if I did, I imagine it would be like that. Yeah.
Thank you. You finished my sentence.
I've seen it on The Simpsons.
Right, yeah. Bobby Fischer. So, yeah, I know that there's a lot of things that have to happen because the ideas that I have in my head are so huge. Like a song on the LP, there's going to be like a big band song. It's going to be like a 40s sort of big band vibe to it. And it's going to have horns and the drum, you know what I mean? Like,
nice.
You know, hopefully your Brandon can like play like Gene Krupa.
What? What kind of response have you been getting from your audience, from people on MySpace, from anyone?
Well, see, MySpace is very diluted again too, just like dance music, because like so many people use like things to like get people into, you know, like seeing their sites, and people leave comments saying like, oh, you guys are fucking great, you guys are gonna, you know what I mean, and it's cool that people do that, but
it's not real.
Don't take anything from that. That's just like, okay, maybe people are saying you're doing something right, but it doesn't mean you're great.
Well, what about the people that see you live in person, come up to you after a show?
It's a mixed thing, because I don't think people, it's like, I think people get what we're doing at live, you know what I mean, and stuff like that, but it's different because our songs will slow down and there'll be parts and people start clapping and the song's not done yet.
Oh, man.
It's like, that's kind of weird, because I always feel like, wait, it's not done. I want to say it, but you don't say it. And I think it's going to take a development. There's going to be a good time to develop this band, and I think eventually over time people might get what we're doing. But I think people like some, like people have their favorite songs. Like, oh, this is, I like this song. But you know what I mean? They don't really pay any advice to the other songs.
Right.
So the point now is that the idea now is to get them to get the whole thing as a whole.
What do you want people to respond to the most in the music? The lyrics, the instrumentation, or just the whole thing?
I think my best answer to that would be if they could share some sort of, like, obviously live is like a little bit more important to me than what you hear on CD. Like, recording is great, and like, of course, it has its own venues and avenues you can travel in. But when you play live, it's really about, and this is where I think music comes from, beginning of time, is that it was something where you could take yourself, your mind away from what it is that you do in real life and all this stuff, and you can go into this world and just kind of have your own trip and thank the people that do these things for you. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe that's why actors are so glorified, you know? Tom Cruise is the worst person in the world, may I say? I think he's the most fakest person in the world. The fake make-believe is pretty much about it. No, it's not about him, but he is the fakest person
on Earth. Now rest your being glib.
Yeah. But I'll give an example of what
you haven't read the books about Tom Cruise that I've read.
What, Scientology?
Yeah, screw that guy.
Yeah. The one thing the thing I'll say is that when I saw Sigur Rós play, like, there was this girl next to me watching at the same time I was like kind of by myself at Coachella last year or something, and she started to cry when she saw them play first song. It was the first song on their new, I don't know how to pronounce any of their shit, but it's like, but when I saw that, it kind of made me like, they gave something to her and then she gave something to me. And I was like, that's what it's about right there. That's what it is. That's what it should be about.
So like, you want to be able to actually see your music, like, have an effect on people.
Yeah. And not, I'm not trying to like change the world. Like, none of us are here to change the world, like, through music. You know what I mean? The Beatles tried that and look what happened to them. They get killed, or some of them did, you know what I mean? I mean, and like, of course, using the Beatles is such a dumb thing to do, but anyways, it's so dumb, but I don't care.
But the point is, you want to be able to communicate with your audience.
That's it, man. And we're not trying to make, like, you know what I mean, like, not trying to live in rich palaces and
right.
have like great tour buses, although it helps get you from state to state.
I was thinking, like, have a good aspiration to get an audience member to burst into flames. Like, your music is so good that just spontaneously
combustion. Yeah, that would be actually very, I don't know if I would, that would be kind of frightening, because then you'd be like, okay, wait a minute, this has gone a little too far.
This music is too good.
Or just too black magic metal here. Metal. This guy,
you guys want to do another live song?
Yeah, great. This song has the song's called I Know You Know, and it's on the EP as well. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Don't start fires.
We'll fix that in the mix. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Skyscraper Frontier. Thank you.
This can't be wrong. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. I tend not to cry unless I've hurt myself. So suffice it to say, I nearly burst into flames listening to that song.
Good.
Wow. My guest has been Skyscraper Frontier on Is Good on killradio.org. I was looking at the back of this EP. You have a little thing here about donating some of the proceeds from this album to an organization.
Right.
Tell me about that. What is that about?
This is an organization that Russ came up with. Technically, most of the time on the albums that I release, there's some type of fund that goes to something. For example, Gabe's goes to cancer research stuff. Russ decided to go with the suicide prevention. He knows a little bit more about that. I normally let the artist pick where they want some funds to go from the album.
Yeah, I got
sales.
In touch with the Los Angeles Suicide Prevention Center before we even did the artwork for this stuff. And I knew right away that that was a place that I wanted to benefit from what I was doing. Like, if anything, I could help anybody, I would be those people, because not that I, like, feel like, you know, jumping off of a building is, like, religious in any sense or it gets you anywhere closer to God or gets you away from what you've done or any sort of thing. But the core of that is the emotion that drives someone to do that. That's what I'm most concerned about. And I think that somebody that's doing something to try to prevent that and help people realize that there's nothing more important than living your life and being as productive as you can here, because we do have such a short time, and it's so important to just take advantage of being here, no matter where you are at any point. I mean, I've seen some lows. Everybody's seen some lows. I've seen some highs. And
both literally and figuratively, yeah. I guess you're getting at, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's an interesting idea, because especially with an up-and-coming indie band,
yeah.
the focus tends to be on ourselves, you know, on, you know, how are we going to make it? How are we going to make enough to make more albums, to get the gigs, you know? How are we going to pay for the tickets that we have to buy in order to play at the Troubadour or something, you know?
Like, yeah, that's irrelevant to us.
Yeah. So it's nice to see someone thinking about how can we, you know, use our music and use the money that we make from our music for something other than just ourselves.
Well, I got a big influence from, like, this label called Evolution that was a part of the Santa Barbara, Goleta scene, music scene. They tended to do donations, and there were always tables at shows where people were donating for, like, a lot of vegetarian and vegan stuff, which Colin is vegan. And I loved that, you know? I think it's just great. It's like, if I have something to give to help someone else, it's like, man, that's only better for, you know, like, it feels good. It's great to know that you're trying to help someone else besides yourself. And, dude, you get karma back. It's like, it helps. It, like, you, great things return to you.
Now everybody go out and buy our album.
Because some of it's going to go to the donation, and you guys are going to be helping just as well. So, but yeah, that's good to know. Everybody that does happen to purchase our EP, there is a check that goes to suicide prevention.
Great. Now, like everybody in the world over 14, you have a MySpace page. Is there any other kind of web presence or marketing promoting hub?
Basically, the only thing is cominghomerecords.com. Basically, since I'm in Skyscraper, it's kind of a part of them too. The whole coming home concept too was a bunch of friends trying to make stuff happen. We try to support each other with whether setting up shows, promoting each other. So that's just a family website, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, John.
Why don't we sign off with another track from this CD?
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
Let's see. Let's do Catatonic Citizens. That was the one we started with. Here's the recorded version of it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. If you're listening live now, in a few hours later today, I'll have this uploaded so you can download it from isgoodmusic.com or myspace.com/thisisgood. And, you know, tell a friend, pass the word around. And I'll be back next week. My guest is Sabrosa Purr. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.